Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that our spirit was dead. The moment that you give yourself over to God, your spirit is resurrected and made alive, and the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, and your spirit and the Holy Spirit become united in one.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Halleck, and Pastor Mark and I would love to extend an invitation to you. If you do not have a church home, maybe you've been listening to Straight Talk for a while, or you just tuned in today, come and give us a visit. We would love to have you. We'd love to meet you and hear your story. We're in 23 neighborhoods around Chicagoland. There's over 30 celebrations on a Sunday morning. Some are in English, some are in Spanish, some are even in Mandarin Chinese. And if you'd want more information, visit our website at www.newlifechicago.org. And even if it's not New Life, find a church home somewhere and get involved and get invested, because it's been one of the greatest resources for the growth of my faith and in so many other people's lives. We believe it's God's design that you don't float around as a Lone Ranger Christian, but that you develop your faith in the context of community. So we'd love to meet you. Come and visit us, or visit somewhere and get connected. You can get more information at newlifechicago.org.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everyone. Today, Pastor Mark continues his series called Straight Talk on Singleness, Sex, and Marriage. And today is the second half of his message called Why Purity is a Big Deal to God. Let's jump right into the message. Our text continues to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20. Here's Pastor Mark with today's Straight Talk.
Do you not know that he that unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two shall become one flesh. Notice what it says in Matthew chapter 19, verses 5 through 6. It says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. This word united, in verse 16 where it says unites himself, is the word gluing together. I want you to hear me very well. There is no such thing as casual sex. Now let me say that again. There is no such thing as casual sex. Someone says, well, Pastor, I had an urge. Tension was building up. You know, a man's got to relieve himself. It didn't mean anything. It was a one-night stand. It didn't mean anything to her. It didn't mean anything to me. We just, you know, it was a quickie, in and out, left, no problem, no strings attached. She wasn't concerned about it. I wasn't concerned about it. It was just casual sex. Let me tell you what the Bible says about casual sex. The Bible says that whoever you have sex with, you actually are uniting yourself with that person. Well, let me say it again. You see, the Bible says that whoever you have sex with, you are actually uniting yourself with that individual, because this is not just a bodily function. This is a function of the body, the soul, and the spirit. And he says when someone goes out and has sex with a prostitute, he is actually becoming one with her. In marriage, oneness is called for. And he is actually having oneness with that individual, so that that individual affects his life and he affects her life, because there is no such thing as casual sex. In fact, let me say this, there are many individuals in this auditorium today that you were brainwashed into thinking this casual sex mentality. And you have scars in your soul to prove that it affects you. Some women get into a relationship and the boyfriend basically, this is part of the way of keeping that relationship, and he lets her understand, if I don't get this from you, I'm going to get it from someone else. And so she begins to just regularly have sex with an individual. It's her way of trying to keep this guy. And then suddenly one day it's over. It breaks up. In her mind, she's affected by it. She's deeply affected by her soul and her spirit. There is a coming together, a union there that affects each other spiritually. Let me tell you this. If you are having sex with individuals outside, that person's spiritual condition affects you. That person's soul affects you. You say, Pastor, we mean nothing to each other. I don't care if you mean nothing to each other in the physical. The Bible says that you are affecting one another. Are you hearing me today? Because this is huge. I mean, it's a big issue to God. God says that you are uniting yourself with this individual. And it says, listen, verse 17. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. You see, the moment that you give yourself over to God, your spirit, Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that our spirit was dead. The moment that you give yourself over to God, your spirit is resurrected and made alive, and the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, and your spirit and the Holy Spirit become united in one. Have you ever noticed that after you became a believer, you can't do the things that you always did before because now you feel different about them? You know what it's called? Conviction. Why? Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of you now. You're one with God. You can't do what you used to do before. Why? Because now the Spirit of God lives inside of you. And you are one with the Spirit. When He grieves, you grieve. When he's convinced, when he feels sad over something, you are convicted. When he rejoices, you rejoice. That's the way it works in the spiritual realm. And the Bible says that since you're united with Christ, whatever you do in managing your sexuality also affects your spiritual walk. Now, he answers a third question. Are you tracking with me this morning? Just nod. Okay. He answers a third question. By the way, I compare this, our unity with someone else. I compare this as someone unites himself with Christ. He is one with him in spirit. It's like having a joint checking account. Whatever you deposit affects the other person. Whatever you withdraw affects the other person, right? If you have a joint checking account, you may be two individuals, but you're tied together. What you deposit in it affects. What you withdraw affects because you're joined together or linked together. And so it is with our spiritual walk with God. And so it is in our sexual relationships with other individuals. The third question he answers is this. Why is sex or sexual sin so serious? Isn't it the same thing as impure thoughts, pride, or wrong attitudes? Someone says, well, Pastor, come on. Hey, we're only human. When you say we're only human, you're basically dealing with it from an anthropological perspective. God is dealing with it from a theological perspective. Your answer is not we're just humans and we have sex. Your answer is, I'm a child of the living God. The Holy Spirit lives inside of me. So I'm not just human. I'm a human endowed, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And now I manage my sexuality, my finances, my future, my thoughts by God's design, not my design. Amen. Someone says, Pastor, I mean, that guy lies. I have sex on the weekends. What's the difference? I mean, he's got a little pride. I got a little fornication. Hey, sin is sin, isn't it? That guy has a little adultery problem. You know, this person over here has a little jealousy problem. I mean, what's the big deal? We're all sinners. We all have our issues. I mean, really, is it such a big deal that I am every once in a while having sex with my girlfriend or outside of my marriage? Is it a big deal? Well, the Apostle Paul argues that sexual sin is in a category all by itself. Now, what does he say? I want you to look at the passage. It tells us in this verse, verse 18, flee from sexual immorality. No other sin does the Bible tell us to run from but sexual sin. In fact, this is written in the present tense, which means make it your habit to run from sexual sin. In other words, you are to be in the perpetual habit of constantly getting out of situations that you feel are going to lead you to sexual sin. It just needs to be your habit. It needs to be part of your mindset. When you feel like you're starting to be tempted, let me just put it this way, real simple. I am going to give you a very profound, a very powerful, a very godly and biblical way to deal with sexual temptation. Run. Well, Pastor, oh, you don't know. You know, I'm single and, you know, we all have needs and, you know, it's building up. It's really hard. It's very difficult. And I don't know what to do. I mean, this is so hard, Pastor. What should I do? Run. I mean, like literally run? Yeah, literally run. Get out. Escape. Why? Because Paul knows how weak we can be in this area. And Paul knows the law of diminishing and return. The law of diminishing and return basically says if you've gone so far, next time you want to go that far and a little bit further. How many of you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to tell you, if you're in a dating relationship, you say, Pastor, you know what? I have a lot of dating couples that ask me the wrong question. They ask me the question, basically, how far can we go without sinning? Let me tell you. If you're asking me that question, you're already asking the wrong question. In other words, Pastor, how far can we go to the edge without actually counting as sexual sin? I mean, can we get like this close? And so I've talked to couples and say, hey, how you doing sexual? Oh, good, we haven't fallen. We've come close. Okay. Well, if you're going to be technical about it, we really haven't fallen, but I mean, we learned from our former president, right? All about those technicalities.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Why Purity is a Big Deal to God, which is from our series called Straight Talk on Singleness, Sex, and Marriage. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20. Our Straight Talk message today is called Why Purity is a Big Deal to God.
And we have individuals nowadays that they're coming up to the edge and saying, well, we didn't have intercourse together. Let me tell you that if you are involved in heavy petting, if you are involved in anything that's sexual, it's called sex. It's called going beyond the lines. And here's the problem. The problem of diminishing return is once you have gone so far, you will not be satisfied next time by just going so far, because next time you want to go that far and a little bit further. And so if you're dating a guy right now and you say, well, you know, we've only gone so far, I'm going to tell you, it's just a matter of time, unless you put the brakes on it, unless you repent, unless you bring some accountability into it, it's only a matter of time before the so far becomes too far. Hello. That's just the way it goes. So the Bible says, run, flee from sexual immorality, because all other sins a man commits are outside of his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. It's a category in and of itself, because what he's saying is that your body, when you sin sexually, you not only sin against God, but you sin also against your own body, and there's consequences there. You say, well, when you drink, you also sin against your own body? Yes. When you do drugs, you sin against your own body? Yes. If you overeat, you sin against your own body? Yes. But there's a difference there. When you fall sexually in sexual immorality, in or outside of marriage, and you fall in adultery or fornication, when you fall in sexual sin, you involve your soul, your spirit, and your body in that sin, and it affects you. And that's why the Bible says, run from it, run from it, run from it. If you're dating, run from it. Now I want to say this. Just like in Corinth, we have a lot of people here that you were raised all your life in a non-Christian environment. And you are learning what it means to date as a Christian. Can I just redefine some things for you? Let me just tell you this. That the way to end a good date is not in bed. Well, he spent a lot of money on dinner and he got so dressed up and he brought flowers and it was so nice. Listen, the way to say thank you is not in bed. A handshake will do. And let me tell you guys, you say, well, I got all this sexual tension building up. I don't know what to do. Go run. Go jogging. I mean, like jogging. The Bible is clear about this. I am convinced that you can be a single young adult in this society that if you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, you have the power of the Spirit of God inside of you. I am convinced that you have the power and you have the ability to take a stand. I don't care how involved you've been in the past. I don't care how much you've fallen with your girlfriend in the past. If you're going to do this God's way, you draw a line in the sand and you say, my body belongs to God. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. I am a vessel of purity. My mind and my soul and my body matter to God. So therefore, I repent of how I've fallen in the past. I draw a line in the sand and I determine by God's grace, by God's power, by God's strength, that I will not cross that line again until the day I get married. And then I will enjoy it and I will give myself to my partner fully. I want you to understand, God is not against sex. That, can I tell you this? God is for sex. God invented sex. God loves sex. He's the creator and the designer of it. It's a beautiful thing. It's a powerful thing. In fact, next week we'll talk about how much God loves sex inside of marriage. But only to be practiced within the context of two individuals that have committed themselves to each other for a lifetime and say we love each other, not just in the passionate part, but in the good and the bad and the ugly and the poor and the rich and health, we commit ourselves 100% to each other. You see, the reason that God is so against sex when you're single, or so against sex when you're married and outside of marriage, is not because sex is so bad, it's because sex is so good. Sex is so good that God doesn't want you to ruin it, waste it, pervert it, distort it outside of the context of marriage. It's because it's good. It's because it's sacred. And let me tell you this. I truly believe that no matter where you've been or how long you've been there or what you've done, God can wash you and cleanse you and make you whole. I believe that. But I do want to say this. There are always consequences to our sin. And part of the consequences to promiscuity is that we bring baggage into our marriage. We bring distortion. We bring memories. We bring wrong thoughts. We bring stuff that we're going to have to work through in our marriage because We have taken something that's good and valuable before, and we've messed some things up. Now, God is a God that can create. He can restore the years that the locust has stolen. He can do a lot of good things, but we will have to deal with the consequences. And let me close with these final thoughts. It says in verse 19, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?" Tell the person beside you today, "My body is a temple." The word used here in the Greek is naos, which means sacred shrine or sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. Your body is a sacred shrine of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. You can't get away from Him. You can't leave Him outside the door. He goes wherever you go. He lives wherever you live. He sees whatever you see. He experiences whatever you experience because He is in your body, indwelling you. And you have received this Holy Spirit from God. He is called not the Spirit, but He is called the Holy Spirit. Because He comes from the very immutable, unadulterated, holy, blameless essence of God. And He lives inside of you. He comes from God, and it says, and you are not your own. Why am I not my own? You were bought at a price. Now the word here, bought, is in the aorist tense, which means that it was a single decisive action. You were bought by the blood of Jesus at the cross of Calvary. He paid a price for you. He bought you 100% body, soul, and spirit. He has redeemed you, sanctified you, bought you, set you aside. And here's what it says. Therefore, honor God with your body because you belong to God. Now I want to say one final note as we wrap it up. It's summertime. And a couple things happen in summertime. Yeah, I know you get your vacation and that's nice. But the other thing that happens in summertime is that we tend to shed our clothes. I mean, it gets hot, so we shed our clothes. Let me tell you something, and can I address especially women? And I want to address especially women because the Bible especially dresses women. And there's issues with men as well. But I want to just address the sisters for a moment and say that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The way you decorate your body reflects the God that you serve. The way you walk around, the way you move, the way you conduct yourself says something about who you belong to. I run into young gals sometimes that say, "I always attract the weirdos. I don't know why. They all attracted to me, and I can never find a decent guy." Can I give you a hint? Honey, let me be honest with you. You flaunt it that way. You flaunt flesh, you attract flesh. You flaunt the flesh, you're going to attract guys if that's what they're interested in, flesh. You say, "Well, they never see my personality or my mind or my spirit. They can't see beyond my body." Well, the body's so obvious. I mean, there's so much of it to see already. Any guy that's worth his salt, any godly guy, is going to be attracted to a godly woman. And let me tell you, if I see a woman that's not, that has to expose a lot of herself, that has to dress too tight or too low or too revealing, it's telling me several things about that gal already. I know one, that she needs attention. I know two, that she has a low self-worth. Because she's drawing attention not to her personality, and I'm not saying dress nice. All in favor, dress nice, dress classy, dress feminine. But when you have to dress revealing, when you have to dress in a way, you're telling something to other people. You're saying, "I'm cheap." You're saying, "I'm easy." You're saying, "I don't have a lot of worth and a lot of value." And you're giving off those signals, and it's those kind of guys that are picking up on those signals. And I want to remind you that you are a woman of dignity, and you are a woman of worth, and you are a woman of value, and you have a brain, and you have a soul, and you have a mind, and you are a woman. That yes, you have a body, and praise God that you have a body, and you should never, that body should belong exclusively to your husband, and he should enjoy it, but you are a person with a soul and value and dignity. Never let yourself be lowered to a lower degree because of the signals that you are giving around. Amen?
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe in Chicago with a message entitled, "Why Purity is a Big Deal to God." It's from his current series called Straight Talk on Singleness, Sex, and Marriage. Join us again on Straight Talk for the next message in our series. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.